Here am I, send me. I believe we need more people to have that attitude. Here am I, send me. Here am I, send me. As we come together on this morning, thanking God for another wonderful, wonderful day, we would like to continue to give Him all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise for what He has done for us. Amen. Sister Vani, can you hear me? Okay. All right. Sister Vani's changing up on me. She gave me a different one the other week. So I get confused myself. See a green light today, Roland. I think the other week it was a red light. So, but we're going to get this thing worked out. On this morning, we're going to talk about truth. We're going to talk about truth. Truth is a word that many people do not really grasp the meaning of. Truth is the quality or state of being true. It's the opposite of being false. That which is true or in accordance with the fact or reality. A fact or belief that is accepted as true. Now, I want to that last one, sometimes when we look at fact or belief that is accepted as true, we need to think about what belief are we talking about. The belief that we want to talk about this morning is the belief in God's Word. Believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Believing that there is but one gospel, believing that there is but one God, and there is one way to the Father, and that is through the Son. That is the truth that we want to look at this morning. So truth. The question is asked from time to time, what is truth? What is truth? In all occasions, you will find that His Word is truth. In John chapter 18, verses 33 through 40, we read from the scripture reading, Pilate entered here at verse 33, John chapter 18, John 18, verse 33, starting. Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, Art thou the King of the Jews? It's a question that Pilate is asking unto Jesus. Jesus gave him an answer. This is one thing that we should all love about Jesus. He's not afraid to answer any question that is asked unto him.
Amen.
We should adopt that. We should put that into our minds. We should put that into our daily lives. That when someone asks us a question, we should not be afraid to tell them the answer. Not just any old answer, but the answer. He says, Says thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it to thee of me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews? But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate said unto him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and said unto them, I find in him no fault at all, but ye have a custom that I should release unto you one at the Passover. Will ye therefore that I release unto you the King of the Jews? Then cried they all again, saying, Not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. Not this man, but Barabbas. Barabbas was a robber. Now the question is, what is truth? What is truth? Well, we're going to examine it this morning. The truth according to God's Word. Not opinion, not what I think, not what you think, but what does the Word of God say? What is truth? John 1:17, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. What do you want? Do you want the truth or do you want the law? Yeah, that's a good question, isn't it? That's a question that we wrestle with from time to time, even in our minds as being Christians. We wrestle with what should we do? Should we follow the law or should we understand grace and truth that came by Jesus Christ? Now, it's sad to say that some people have not truly been taught reference to what the truth is all about, but we need to take the time to do so. Members of the Lord's church, we need to take the time to teach people according to God's word what God would have them to live according to. That is truth. That is truth. Not the law of Moses, but the truth that came through Jesus Christ or by Jesus Christ. John chapter 17, verse 17. When we start talking about what we're supposed to be, how we're supposed to be it, what is going to separate us away from the world? It's not living according to the law. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Set them apart through thy word. When we understand what we are supposed to do, we are different from the world. And we need to be different from the world. We need to understand that God has called us out of a world of darkness into the marvelous light. That is truth, my friends. That is something that we need to apply to our lives. Understand that we can no longer live according to the world, the ways of darkness, but we live according to the truth of His Word. Let's think about it. Scriptures that define truth. Scriptures that define truth. All need the truth. Do we want someone to come to us and tell us a lie, or do we need the truth? Do we want someone to tell us, well, this is what I feel. This is what I think. Well, let me give you my opinion on that. That's not what we want. We want the truth. When you go to the doctor and there is something ailing you, you want the doctor to tell you the truth. You go in for your hand, but he tells you that your feet are hurting. That's not what you want to hear. Doctor, what's wrong with my hand? Well, I don't know. I'm not a hand doctor. I'm a foot doctor. Or I'm an ear doctor. Ear, nose, and throat. I can't tell you what's wrong with your hand. You need to go to a different doctor. If you want the truth, let's go to God's word. Not go to man. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and the verses 4. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and the verses 4. What does God desire? Let's start with verse 1 of 1 Timothy chapter 2. First of all, then, I urge you, or urge that supplication, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings, and for all who are in high places or high positions, that ye may lead a peaceable and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way, that is good and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. It's God's desire that man should come to the knowledge of the truth, not just some men. Not most men, but all men. Now, it's not happening because people continue to reject the truth concerning God's word. Continue to reject the truth concerning salvation. Continue to reject what dispensation we're living under. They're rejecting God's word. Most will reject the truth. Most will reject the truth. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 through 14, Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 through 14. It's sad, but it's happening every day. Men are still rejecting the truth concerning God's word. They do not want to accept it. They do not want to read it. They do not want to study it. They want someone to tell them. And, you know, we can tell men whatever they want to hear. But if it's not according to God's word, it is the wrong thing. So let's go to God's word and see what he says about truth. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14, enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, and the way is, for the gate is wide, and the way is easy, that leads to destruction. And those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. People are rejecting the truth. They follow after multitudes. They try to do things that God has not told them that they need to do. So it's going to be hard for them. If they continue to follow after the multitude, they're going to get lost in the multitude. So let's get to His Word and see what we're supposed to do. And when we find that we are going the wrong way, let's turn and come back the right way. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. What is going to happen? Why do men reject the truth? But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty. For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unpleasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Having the appearance, the Bible says, of godliness, but denying its power. Avoid such people. Avoid such people. In verse 7, he says, always, well, let me go back up. I'm sorry, we went too far. Verse 6, for among them are those who creep into households and capture weak women, burdened with sins, and lead astray by various passions. Verse 7, always learning and never able to arrive at a knowledge of the truth. What are they learning? Why can they not come to the knowledge of truth? Because they are looking over what God would have them to do. Must be a hidden message in there somewhere. I'm going to find it. Let me keep searching. There's no way he could mean for me just to say, I confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe this, and I'm willing to repent of my sins. I'm willing to be baptized. There's no way. He had to mean something more. No, he means what he's saying. He says what he means. We just need to accept it as being truth and quit rejecting it. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and the verse is 11. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and the verse is 11. Therefore, God sends them a strong delusion so that they may believe what is false. You want to believe it? The Bible says God will send you a strong delusion and allow you to believe it. Well, I think I'm walking in the right way. I think I'm driving in the right direction. I think I'm worshiping Him in a way that is pleasing to Him. You think you need to think again. We need to look where we're walking. We need to get the road map to see where we're going. We need to look in His Word to see how we're supposed to worship Him and worship Him according to what we have seen. Amen. That is what truth is all about, my friends. Let's quit rejecting the truth and let's start following God. When it comes to truth, what will you do? What will you do? No, don't worry about the next man. What will you do when it comes to truth? What should we do? What should we do? It's the truth. You know, and when it's the truth, we should be willing to accept it. We hate to hear the truth sometimes. Don't tell me that that's wrong. I've been working on this all night long. Don't tell me that it's wrong. Don't tell me I'm going in the wrong direction. This is the way I've gone for many, many years. Well, you're going the wrong way. Just because you have been going down that road doesn't mean that it's the right road. My mom, that's the way she worshiped. That's the way my dad worshiped. That's the way my grandmother worshiped. That's the way they accepted Jesus Christ into their life. No. Just because they worshiped that way did not make it right. Just because they said that's how they accepted Jesus Christ into their life doesn't mean that they had Jesus Christ in their life or have Jesus Christ in their life. We need to do it God's way. We need to go in the direction that He would have us to go. We need to hear, according to Colossians chapter 1 and the verse is 5. We need to hear Colossians chapter 1 and the verse is 5. Because of the hope laid up for you in heaven, of this you have heard before in the word of the truth, the gospel. That's what truth is all about. The gospel. Telling people about Jesus Christ. Telling them about why God sent him to this world. Tell them what he did when he came to this world. Tell them what he is doing right now. The gospel, the good news. How to obtain salvation. How to remain saved. All should know this. All should be willing to accept this. But you know, there are some people that have been lied to so long that when they hear the truth, they think that is a lie. And that's a shame. You can show it to them time and time again, and they still say, that's not right. But it's in God's word. Well, what makes it not right?
Amen.
Maybe it's not right because Brother Thanopoulos is the one that's telling them. If mom or dad show it to them, they're ready to believe it. But when someone else show it to them, they don't want to believe it. Just because mom and dad show it to you doesn't mean that mom and dad is right. His word is not going to change no matter who show it to you. So let's accept it as being true. John chapter 8 verse 32. John chapter 8 verse 32. Bible says, ye shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. So all can know the truth. Some people say there's no way that you can know that. No way that you can figure out how you're supposed to. Quit trying to figure it out and just do it. See, that's the problem with a lot of people. I don't think that it's supposed to be put together like this. Did you read the directions? Directions said that's the way it's supposed to be together. But it's too straight. It needs to be crooked. No, it does not need to be crooked. It needs to be straight. You shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verses 3 through 4. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verses 3 through 4. This is good and is pleasing in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and there is one mediator between God and men, the man, Jesus Christ. Someone told me just the other day that there is but one God. I said, yes, there's one God. I said, but have you ever considered God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit? He said, wait, he said, there's still just but one. Well, we went through a whole list of different scriptures that show where the Father is the Father, the Son is the Son, the Spirit is the Spirit, and neither are the same. But yet they're still God. The Bible says there is one God, one mediator between God, and that is Jesus Christ the Son. So we need to understand what truth is all about. And when we understand what truth is all about, we need to understand that we can obey it and do what God wants us to do. By what? Acknowledging it. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 24. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 24. So we can know the truth, can we not? Yes. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone, able to teach, patiently enduring evil, able to teach the truth according to God's word. Verse 25, correcting the opponents with gentleness. God may perhaps grant them repentance, leading them to the knowledge of the truth. Leading them to the knowledge of the truth. You take them from where they are and preach unto them Jesus. That's what it's all about. So that people may know the truth, know how they're supposed to live, know what God is pleased with, know what God is displeased with. The truth. The truth. I believe that, again, there are some people that just don't want the truth. They don't want to acknowledge the truth. They don't want to be told that they have been living in a fashion that is wrong to God, displeasing to God. So don't tell me the truth. I don't want to hear it. That's what I had a man tell me one day. He was getting ready to go out to the club. And I said, you know, you should stay home. You shouldn't be going out to the club. He said, if you don't tell me, I won't know. You know what? That's not going to be an excuse in the end. Just because you don't know doesn't mean that God is not going to judge you according to what's in this word, which is the truth. Amen. Titus chapter 1, verse 1. Titus chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, for the sake of the faith of God's elect and their knowledge of the truth which accords with godliness. Their knowledge of the truth. Do you have any knowledge of the truth? If you have it, are you sharing it with anybody else? If not, what good is it going to do you? I have it. You know, I have all this knowledge and I don't want to share it with anybody. I have all this truth, but I don't want to share it with anybody. You will give an account for that. Let's share what we know. Let's share God's word with those that are lost so that they may be found. And 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and the verse is 13. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and the verse is 13. But we ought always to give thanks to God for you, brothers beloved by the Lord, because God chose you as the first fruits to be saved through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. What did God do for him? It said God chose you as the first fruits to be saved. He chose you. When we start talking about God choosing somebody, He's choosing them because they have done what they're supposed to do. They met the qualifications. If you don't meet the qualifications, then you're not going to be chosen. You know, you want to play on a baseball team, a football team, a soccer team, a hockey team, whatever type of team you want to play on. If you do not meet the qualifications, you do not make the team. The same thing goes with being a child of God. If you do not meet the qualifications, you do not become a child of God. And the qualifications is this: hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized in order to be saved. Those are qualifications that we cannot just throw out the window. Those are things that a person must do in order to be pleasing unto God. The truth. It's what we're talking about this morning. It's not a lie. It is the truth. Just the opposite. We should love the truth. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and the verses 10. Love the truth. The Bible says, and with all wicked deception for those who are perishing because they refused to love the truth and be so saved. Refused. Our phones, when you call somebody, they have on their phone sometime, ignore. We're going to use that word. Same as refuse. You're ignoring what is being said. You're ignoring that call. You're refusing that call. You push that button. I don't want to accept that call. That's what happens when we talk to people about the truth concerning God's word. They do not love it, so therefore they refuse it. They reject it. They ignore it. They continue to do what they're doing and think that God is pleased with them. Are you one like that this morning? Are you one that has been rejecting the truth? See, you should accept it. You should believe in it. And you should apply it to your life because that's what God wants you to do. That means that you have to obey it. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. You have to obey it. 1:22. These individuals here, they have obeyed the truth. And so therefore, as we see what the Bible says, we need to understand that these that Peter is writing to are already Christians. Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere brotherly love. Love one another earnestly from a pure heart. Obey the truth. Love one another. See, there are times where we can look at it and say, we have heard, we have known, we have acknowledged, we have believed, we have loved. But yet there are times in our lives where we just quit obeying what the truth is all about. We quit loving one another the way we're supposed to love one another. So therefore, you're falling back out into the world. We need to come back and do what the truth says. And we need to be obedient to it because this is what God wants us to do. And rightly dividing it. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and the verse is 15. This is every Christian's part. We don't just study on Sunday mornings. We don't just study on Wednesdays. We are supposed to study His Word all the time. Every opportunity you have, study the Word. You know, instead of that nap that you're thinking about taking throughout the week, study the Word. I'm too tired to study, but you know what? I'm not too tired to go outside and work in the yard. I was too, you know, I came home from work and, you know, I had all these other things I was supposed to do. And I just didn't have time for God's word. We need to make time. Why? Because he says right here in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, study to show yourselves approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We're to prove ourselves to God, not man. Now, I don't study to show you how much I know. I study to show myself approved unto God. Now, in my studies, it's to help you out. In your studies, it's to help me out. But we are studying to prove ourselves unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed. For God to look down and say, now that's one of my servants right there. He is studying my word. He's applying my word. He's rightly dividing the word of truth. He's doing what he's supposed to do. God said it about Job. He can say it about you. Have you considered my servant Job, who's a just and upright man? Can he say that about you today? That you are just and upright? If not, why not? We need to be established in the truth. In 2 Peter chapter 1, 2 Peter chapter 1 and the verses 12, we need to be established in the truth. You want to make something out of yourself? Use the truth to do so. Use the truth to do it. 2 Peter chapter 1 and the verses 12. Therefore I intend always, not sometime, but always to remind you of these qualities, though you know them and are established in the truth that you have. He said, I am still going to remind you of these qualities because they're about the truth. You are showing them in your life, and I'm going to continue to remind you on what you're supposed to do. Sometimes we say, you know, I don't need you to remind me to do anything. I don't need your help. Yes, we need one another. We need some friendly reminders from time to time. Don't nag a person, but remind them. God has made you, Brother Ollie, Brother, some brothers run off too. What Brother Pack here? Over there in the corner. Brother Pack. Brother Brown pointing him out. And Brother Shelton has made you overseers of this flock. You have to do your job. You have to do what is right. And I believe that when we look at God's word and we understand that these men are established in the truth, that they demonstrated through their lives. But from time to time, just because they're elders doesn't mean that they don't need to be reminded. Doesn't mean that we don't need to pray for them. Each one of us needs to be reminded from time to time what we're supposed to be doing. Whether it's just a friendly reminder that you're doing it and I'm glad that you're doing it, or a reminder that, hey, you're not really doing what you're supposed to do, but you need to do it, or to continue down that path because it is the right path. Be established in the truth. God will be pleased with you. We need to walk in it. In 2 John chapter 4, 2 John verse 4, I'm sorry, 2 John verse 4. Isn't it good to see your children doing well in certain things? Maybe they are making straight A's in school or A's and B's in school and you're just pleased with them. Maybe they made the football team, or they made first chair in the band, or maybe they are, you know, on the soccer team now. Maybe they're the star of the basketball team, and you're just proud of them. But look what John says. He said, I rejoice greatly to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as we were commanded by the Father. I look at it like this. No matter how many good things my children may do, there is nothing greater to find them doing what God wants them to do. Nothing greater. For you to say, my child is a faithful Christian. My child is doing what God wants them to do. My child has been an example to others by leading a life that God is pleased with, or living a godly life, by walking in the truth. Now that's something to be pleased with. If your child is of the age of accountability and you're not teaching them to become a Christian, shame on you. You should love the truth enough to teach it to your children. Not stress the importance of them always making A's and B's, but stress the importance of them to be pleased in the sight of God. You teach them, according to Ephesians chapter 6, that they're supposed to obey you. But let's teach them according to Acts chapter 2 verse 38 that they're supposed to obey to God too. John chapter 14 verse 15 that they're supposed to love the commandments of Jesus. Let's teach them those things so that they may make that good confession that they believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Amen. And be baptized. While they're making A's and B's, they're setting up for themselves treasures in heaven by living a faithful life, by being an example to their classmates at school. There needs to be a change in some of our children. And that change will only come by them obeying God, the truth. What is it all about? All should hear it, all should know it, all should acknowledge it, all should believe it, all should love it, all should obey it, all should rightly divide, all should be established in it, and all should walk in it. That's the truth. That is the truth. And if you have it, guess what you're going to do? You're going to speak it. You're going to speak it. You should speak it anyway, right? Acts chapter 26 and the verses 25 should speak the truth. Paul wasn't afraid to speak the truth to the king. We should not be afraid to speak the truth to our co-workers, to our peers, to our parents, to our children, to our employers. We should not be afraid to speak the truth to the mayor of the city, to the governor of the state, to the president of the United States. We should not be afraid to speak the truth to them because this is what God would have us to do. The Bible says in Acts 26 in the verse of 25, but Paul said, I am not out of my mind, most excellent Festus, but I am speaking true and rational words. For the king knows about these things, and to him I speak boldly, for I am persuaded that none of these things has escaped his notice. This has not been done in a corner. King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know that you believe. And Agrippa said to Paul, in a short time, would you persuade me to be a Christian? In a short time, would you persuade? You know, if we only had a moment with someone that was in authority that we respected, what would we tell them? Knowing the type of life they're living, what would you tell them? Maybe the last time you ever see them, what would you tell them? What would you ask them? Well, if you are lost for words, let me give you a couple. Do you believe that there is a God? Do you believe that God sent his only begotten Son to die for the sins of the world? Or are you willing to confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? See, many of these leaders have heard the word in one form or another, but many have not obeyed. Many may say that they believe that there is a God, but many have not walked according to his word. We need to take the time to tell them when we have that opportunity that there is a God. You need to believe in him. You need to confess that Jesus Christ is his Son, and you need to have your sins washed away. And then you need to do all of these things right here. Love the truth. Do what you're supposed to. Ephesians chapter 4 and the verse is 15. Ephesians chapter 4 and the verse is 15. Now, don't no one go to their job and get fired tomorrow. What Brother Spencer said, when I have the opportunity to talk to you about God, you better write them a note and slide it up under their door. But if they give you that opportunity, by all means, take it. If they open that door, walk through it. Ephesians chapter 4 and the verse is 15. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ. Speaking the truth in love. See, there's a way that you can speak it where people may understand it, where they may be receptive to it. And that is in love. If they reject you because you have been speaking the truth in love, again, do not think that they're rejecting you, but yet they're rejecting the truth. They're rejecting God. That time will come when they will give an answer. The time will come where each one of us will give an answer. Maybe you're here this morning, you're not a child of God. Maybe you're willing to come this morning to make that good confession that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Don't hesitate. Don't hesitate. Today is your day. Today is the day that the Lord hath made. Today is the day that none of us was promised, but yet we have seen it. We have walked a day which we thought we would never walk before. You know, some are putting a lot of emphasis on it being Super Bowl Sunday. This is the Lord's day.
Amen.
Man is trying to take away from it. This is the Lord's day. So why not on this day become a child of the Most High? Come, make that confession that you believe again that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Be immersed in the watery grave of baptism. Added to the church by the Lord himself. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2 verse 47, praising God and having favor with all the people, the Lord adds to the church daily such as should be saved. Those that are saved are added to the church. Maybe you're here and you're strayed away from the fold. Don't hesitate to come back. Today is that day. Again, your life is but a vapor that appeared for a little time and then vanished away. If you're here in your subject, we ask you to please come as we stand and sing.